After following 9/11 and later pleaded guilty to tax fraud before being pardoned, has died. He was 69. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, a difference of opinion on what constitutes adequate staffing for the state's professional licensing agency. Several Democrat lawmakers say Joint Finance Committee Republicans are failing to fund the needs of the Department of Safety and Professional Services. More than a dozen men are federally charged with drug trafficking and immigration offenses in southeastern Wisconsin. 13 individuals have been arrested following the execution of search warrants in Wisconsin and California. All are charged with narcotics trafficking between March of 2023 and the present. And if you're looking for some summer travel plans, you can't go wrong with the classics. Travel Wisconsin says Door County is packed with culinary and cultural surprises, and the Wisconsin Dells has unique shopping and dining and fantastic water parks. You can find out more online at travelwisconsin.com. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late afternoon. High temps right around 80. Showers and storms lingering into the early evening, then partial clearing with low temps in the mid-50s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 47.
Maximum hits.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Friday morning. Dave Grant joining you. What's going on? 6:02. Partly cloudy outside the Max FM studios. A little bit of activity going on as well. More to come. Here's Tina Turner on Max FM.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Oh, Caribou's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Last night, a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come, baby, you got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she cried, love, love, love. With a rebel yell, she cried, love, love, love. Wow! In the midnight hour, baby, love, love, love. With a rebel yell, love, 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 love. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. But when the tired and lonely, she sees me to bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried, more.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave Grant. 6:10 on Friday, May 30th. Hope everyone's having a great morning so far. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, we expect to see some patchy smoke afternoon and also a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on this afternoon with a high of 78. Tonight, chance showers and thunderstorms, and then we will also see patchy fog continuing early into tomorrow morning with a low of 51. Tomorrow, patchy smoke, sunny, high of 75. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 79. Currently, it is 46 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Yes, it is partly cloudy out there this morning and a beautiful morning. The one thing I didn't think about grabbing this morning was a coat as I came to work. And it was a little bit chillier than what I was expecting. So, yeah, be aware that's about 46 degrees outside there this morning. Now, there is a lot going on this weekend. We have graduation tonight at the Baraboo High School. That is taking place at 7 p.m. That is currently being planned to be held outdoors at Beryl Newman Field. If there are any changes to that, we will definitely let you know. But graduation tonight, 7 p.m. at the Baraboo High School, outdoors at Beryl Newman Field. We will be streaming that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page a little before 7 o'clock. And then TV 43 and Spectrum Cable Channel 10 plan to re-air that at a later time and date. We will get those details to you as soon as we have them. But it will be streaming live on the Facebook page tonight, starting right around 7 p.m. We're looking forward to that. And congratulations to all of the seniors graduating from the Baraboo High School today. Well done with all of your hard work and dedication. And we want to take a moment, of course, say thank you to all of our teachers as well, because they have put a lot of work into this school year, and thank you to them as well. Now, we know that some of the moms out there are getting tired, right? I mean, they've been running nonstop since school has started. And a new study found that the car is the number one spot for millennial moms to take a break. And guess what? It looks like Ford is already on top of it.
Introducing the all-new Ford Solitude. Engineered for performance, but mostly for hiding from your family. With zero kids, zero noise, and one perfectly chilled cup holder for your secret iced coffee. Whether you're running errands or just parked two blocks from the house eating pretzels in peace, the Ford Solitude gets you there. Ford Solitude. It's not a car. It's a padded room on wheels. Now with Bluetooth for pretending you're on a call.
Okay. There is no such thing as a Ford Solitude with a chilled cup holder and maybe getting Bluetooth. I was laughing this morning when I found this one because I'm like, oh my goodness, that is funny. Now, I really did like the chilled cup holder for your secret iced coffee. Sure, it would be iced coffee in that chilled cup holder. Right. So I definitely thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, I do sometimes go in my car to get away from everything. And I don't have kids. So yes, I'll go in the car, turn up the radio. I mean, that just seems like the natural thing to do, right? So totally get it. So yeah, it's a great place for moms to just take a break from everything, or anyone to take a break from anything, as a matter of fact. Text me and let me know your thoughts on that. 608-355-9970. Or, of course, you can always text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on text. Or if you want to leave me a voice memo, you can do that as well. We're waiting for our first listener to leave that voice memo. So go over the free Civic Media app. There is you want to have that free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device and ready to go. 7 a.m. Monday morning, our statewide text to win contest is back. We are going to have our Scotty Summer, and we're looking forward to giving away hourly prizes and daily prizes 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. But you're going to need the free Civic Media app for your chance to win. So make sure you have that ready to go Monday morning. And also, Monday morning, we have some exciting news. We're so excited. I am trying not to spill the beans on this one. Maybe pun intended. So yes, tune in Monday morning. We'll be talking about it right around 6 o'clock Monday morning. We're going to get your Mondays powered up. So exciting stuff happening on Monday. I can hardly wait. I may not even need any caffeine. I will be so excited. Wait, I will still need caffeine. That is for sure. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports on Max FM.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard, but it's just, I think mentally he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel the, it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 3-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round 2 of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par 5 at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectations. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't you know the kind of man I am? No, said night had come in on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. For Peter's law and mention her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music, Mars with Dave, 6:23 on Friday morning. What would your reaction be to this? Your flight has been delayed 2 hours. Then you circle Orlando for another 2 hours. The flight attendant hands the crew mic to a young girl so she can sing Disney songs a cappella. One, do you record and make snarky comments on social media? Number two, that you post that this is your worst nightmare and personal you know what? Or number C, or letter C, do you jump out the rear door and always be remembered as a person who opened the rear door mid-flight just to avoid a girl singing Disney songs, even though, ironically, you were on your way to Disney World? Now, here's some actual audio of what happened.
I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can make us strong, I can lead with pride. I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know how far I'll go.
All right, so everyone was trapped on a flight for a couple of hours, and so a crew member handed the mic to the young girls, and she sang Disney songs a cappella. I thought she did a fantastic job. So again, would you record this, make a snarky comment on social media, or would you post that this is your worst nightmare and a personal you-know-what? A and B actually happened. Now, looking at the video, the flight attendant looks like she has a migraine, so yes. I think it's pretty cool. You know, you're stuck on a flight. You want to be able to do something. And this young girl did such an amazing job. And, you know, she took her mind off everything that was going on for her and everyone that was on that flight. What a brave girl she was. I am so proud of her. I thought that was kind of neat. Had to share it this morning. Unfortunately, some snarky comments ended up on social media over that, but we all know how social media goes with that stuff. So yeah, I think it's pretty cool. And you know where they were headed was to go see everything she was singing about as well. Pretty cool. Coming up, we're going to have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Community First Bank. And look at weather on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Spring Fling Tractor Pull is roaring back in town on Saturday, May 31st. Gates will open at 4 p.m. This is at Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. That's in Prairie du Sac. $15 gets you in. You can watch high-powered action at the Badger State Tractor Pullers, featuring classes like Limited Pro Tractor, Limited Light Superstock. Live music will be starting at 8 p.m. with high mileage. Food, drinks, and family fun await. Don't miss one of Sauk Prairie's proudest and loudest events of the year. You can get all the details by visiting saukprairieffa.com. Again, this is on Saturday, May 31st from 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. And that, again, is at the FFA Alumni Park in Prairie du Sac. On Sunday, June 1st, the Reedsburg Municipal Airport will be hosting their fly-in, drive-in breakfast. The 73rd annual event will feature a pancake breakfast, plus planes, custom and classic cars, plane displays, helicopter and plane rides. They'll also have DJ, games, great food, and so much fun. This, again, is going to be happening on Sunday, June 1st from 7 a.m. until noon. It's the 73rd annual Reedsburg Community Fly-In, Drive-In Pancake Breakfast. It all goes down on Sunday, June 1st. raf-club.com for more details. And now, of course, every Wednesday and Saturday through the month of October, it's the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Find incredible fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. It's 8 a.m. until 12:30 every Wednesday and Saturday, again until October. You can follow them on Facebook and see who will be attending the Farmers Market each day, just like Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW10 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW10, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home, Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Don't miss this party.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late afternoon. High temps right around 80. Showers and storms lingering into the early evening, then partial clearing with low temps in the mid-50s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 47.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Stay.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave. It is 6:37 on your Friday morning. Let's get moving with a little Crystal Waters. 100% pure love on Max FM.
It's 12 past midnight. Don't close your eyes. Your soul's left alive, and I'll be by your side. I've come to take you there, show you how to care. Just be aware that you'll have to share. I want you love.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Happy Friday morning with Dave Grant, 641. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Today afternoon, we will see some smoke coming into the air from the Canadian wildfires, and we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms starting around 3 p.m., continuing into the evening. It will be mostly sunny with a high of 78. Tonight, chances of showers and thunderstorms with the low around 51. Tomorrow morning, patchy smoke, sunny with the high of 75. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 79. Currently 46 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. A little bit earlier, we were talking about the girl who was singing Disney songs on a flight that was delayed by a couple of hours. And, you know, there was some snarky social media comments about this. And I definitely want to know what your opinions are. What are your thoughts on this? 608-355-9970. And Melissa, thank you for texting in this morning. She said a couple of songs would have been okay, but not 2 hours worth. I so agree with you. I couldn't do it for 2 hours. That would be very tough on me. Song or two, yes, or maybe three, but 2 hours of continuous, that probably would have been a little bit tough. Now, if we had a full-blown concert with other songs in there or multiple people singing, that would be something different as well. I've heard of that bands have performed on flights. That would be cool, but yeah, not 2 hours of Disney songs. I would not be able to do that either. I probably wouldn't go on social media. That would be the one thing. I'd video it, and then I probably would hope I brought headphones with me. That's one thing I used to do when I was flying for work. I would definitely have earbuds with me and make sure that my devices were fully charged, provided you could fully use them at that point. That would be the other thing. So yeah, Let me know your thoughts. 608-355-9970. It was definitely very interesting. Now, I also found something very interesting this morning. In a new interview, Dave Mustaine revived old claims as former band Metallica stole the riff to Enter Sandman from a group called Excel in their song called Tapping Into the Emotional Void. Dave suggested fans look up the 1989 song, so we did. What do you think? Now, the Metallica clip will begin in about 39 seconds here, so here you go. Again, we're listening to a song from Excel called Emotional Void. So you just heard those side by side. You heard Excel's Tapping Into the Void, and then or Tapping Into the Emotional Void, and then you heard Metallica's Enter Sandman. Now, it should be noted, Excel thought about suing them back when Sandman first came out in 1991, but they decided a lengthy, expensive legal battle just wasn't worth it. Instead, they hoped the borrowed lick would bring more attention to them and help their career. For the record, Microsoft Excel came back out in 1985 before Excel's album. So yeah, what do you think? Does it sound like that maybe that Metallica took that riff from Excel? Let me know your thoughts. 608-355-9970 or text in via the free Civic Media app. It is 6:45 on Friday morning. And our 50-minute music art continues on Max FM.
Today's Max FM big deal of the day. Sweet Sanctuary Services. Do your digital photos need organization? Is your home screen so crowded that you can't even see your favorite photos? Let Casey of Sweet Sanctuary Services in Portage help you with a digital cleanup. She can help you organize your digital space so that you can feel good about working on your computer again. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $65 gift certificates for just $32.50 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
Back by popular demand, it's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. All summer long, you'll enjoy all-you-can-eat chicken, plus the sides, along with soup, dessert, and unlimited non-alcoholic drinks. Then stick around for the mostly true story of how the Dells became the Dells, full of singing, dancing, stunts, even acrobatic goats, and a flying pig. It's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. Get tickets at LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce! Spruce! Spruce!
It's Spruce, the new hardworking, worry-free weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people and pets. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play. Weeds die by the next day.
Who let the dogs out?
Find Spruce wherever weed killers are sold.
Maximum hits, Max FM.
when I don't know what to say. Maybe I just wouldn't know what to do with my strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we just start with the facts? Now there's no looking.
Meet you all the way, Rosanna, yeah. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Max FM. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. 6:55 on your Friday morning. Here is Queen. Another one bites the dust on Max FM.
Walks merrily down the street with the pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? How long can you stand the heat? Are you done when the bullets are raining? To the sound of the beat. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Hey!
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House putting forth another peace plan for Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Tel Aviv.
President Trump and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff submitting this new ceasefire and hostage release plan with Israeli backing. The idea is a 60-day ceasefire, the release of 10 living hostages and the bodies of 18 others. In exchange, Israel would release some Palestinian prisoners, withdraw its forces to a buffer zone, and allow more vital aid in.
Hamas said to be reviewing the document, but acceptance is doubtful because Hamas wants a commitment to end the war completely. The White House says President Trump will have a big announcement today. It will involve Japan's Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel. It'll be in Pennsylvania to do it. A federal judge has extended an order blocking the Trump administration's attempt to bar international students from enrolling at Harvard University. An appeals court letting the Trump tariffs stand temporarily after the U.S. Court of International Trade ruled they amounted to presidential overreach. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, a difference of opinion on what constitutes adequate staffing for the state's professional licensing agency. Several Democrat lawmakers say Joint Finance Committee Republicans are failing to fund the needs of the Department of Safety and Professional Services. More than a dozen men are federally charged with drug trafficking and immigration offenses in southeastern Wisconsin. 13 individuals have been arrested following the execution of search warrants in Wisconsin and California. All are charged with narcotics trafficking between March of 2023 and the present. And if you're looking for some summer travel plans, you can't go wrong with the classics. Travel Wisconsin says Door County is packed with culinary and cultural surprises, and the Wisconsin Dells has unique shopping and dining and fantastic water parks. You can find out more online at travelwisconsin.com. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Maximum hit.